All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Justin. I'm joined by Poulin and Dad and AJ and blah, blah, blah. Don't care.
Oh, come on. Dude.
Redo it.
Fuck
redo
you.
It.
No, why redo it? Doesn't matter. So, we're actually going to have a guest in a minute. It's Scott Zolak, color analyst for, WBZ, 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the Patriots Radio Network. So, I'm going to give him...
Ex-Patriot quarterback.
Yep, ex-Patriot quarterback. I'm going to give him a ring right now. 93800.
Do we have to do the commercial first?
No, it's fine. We'll do it after.
Hello.
Zoe?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? It's Justin.
Gotcha. What's up?
Not much, man. So you're here with my dad?
Pop, Patriot Dave. How you doing, Zoe?
What's up, Pop?
Not much.
All right. So, yeah, anyway, it's Scott Zolak. If you don't know who that is, fuck you.
Shame on you.
We're a very candid podcast, so feel free to have aggressive language.
Yeah, okay. We'll clean it up, though.
All right, we'll do what we can.
You know we're explicit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're dumb and cocky.
All right, so we got a few questions for you. AJ, how do I turn your phone up, man? Okay. Anyway, so I think we'll dive right into the questions. Come on, dude. Let's go. It's fine.
We're good.
We got it. There we go.
You got me?
There we go. Yeah, we got you. All right. So, first question. Favorite game you've called and why?
Favorite game I called?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I never got that one before.
Yeah.
Unicorn game.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? Probably not that one because immediately I got so much crap from people at work, like for higher ups.
Yeah.
I realized how damn that call was.
That was the greatest radio call I've heard ever.
And I think ESPN had it as the call of the year. So
I mean, I would have too.
I was a pretty good one, but that time you're worried about, oh God, you know, I don't want to turn this into this is what you're going to get every week. And you know, that was organic. Anything I do is organic. I don't plan anything. I really don't think about the call. I think about whatever comes out of my mouth before I say it. I do have to be guarded from that because obviously it's not a podcast, you can't swear.
Exactly.
But I think I convey the passion of whether it's good or bad, you know, and angst if it's bad. So I would have to say my favorite game would be Super Bowl 51.
Yeah.
You know, it was the one against Atlanta because so distraught, being down as much as they were, and in the manner in which they came back was so surreal. And I thought it was actually our best call we ever had in 6 years.
Yeah, that was
the technical part of it, explaining things, anticipating things. So that game was a lot of fun, and obviously had a great ending.
Yeah, between you and me, I actually got blackout drunk and missed the whole second half of that game.
Well, that's standard.
Yeah, podcast.
Yeah, you're heading in the right direction.
All right, cool. All right, next question. Favorite beer/liquor.
Favorite beer. I'm contractually obligated to say Coors Light.
Okay, cool.
Still Bullet when the mountains are blue.
Yep.
But really, honestly, my favorite like Tito's vodka.
Okay. Good call.
It's distilled, it's filtered, it gets such a less headache the next day as opposed to Kettle One or any other, you know, absolutely the worst. But I've learned to love Tito's vodka.
All right, cool. So I kind of want to know this one. What was it like working with Gil Santos? Because I grew up listening to that guy, and I loved listening to him on the radio.
Great question, and I answered this in his funeral, too. I'm, you know, talking to a couple of his relatives. I said, working with Gil was like, and I compared it to, you know, that movie with Walter Matthau and, who's the other guy? Jack Lemmon, Grumpy Old Men.
Okay.
Because, hey, everybody's got that uncle that you love and you respect the hell of, and that was Gil. Yeah. Gil had such a great pipe, such a great voice, but the eyesight was failing and his health was failing. You know, my best conversation I had with Gil was 2 weeks before he died, and we went through every possession that Patriot Gil was Super Bowl, and it's like he could have called it, like he was called. But it's funny because I was aware about going break, like, hey, you know, you're going to watch. You never trust an open mic. And we would always get the old-time stories between he and Gino when we were off the state place. Night before games, Bill will tell you about the blizzard of 78, how he walked 13 miles barefoot and shoveled driveways for 20,000 deaths. So it was, it's like everybody in your family could have somebody that you would relate you'll see at this, too. And it's usually one of those aging uncles that everybody loves.
Awesome. All right. What are the best and worst parts of your job, do you think, being on the radio, like specifically for the Patriots, not necessarily 98.5, but like just calling the games?
You're talking about the actual call.
Yep.
I would say the toughest thing for me is when you played the game as opposed to other people in the media that didn't play it and built relationships through it, you know, of course. I do Drew Bledsoe forever. He's one of my best friends. Now,
Drew?
Yeah, they're great. They're the two different guys. There's things that I see and that I know that the outside public would love to know that I know I can't really talk about because that would break sort of that bond of trust, of understanding.
Yeah.
You know, can I be close to the situation and still convey, you know, what's going on? Or, you know, there's a delicate balance, and that's the best part about it. Best part about it is, as I've already said, man, when it's great, you call a game, the team 13-3 every year. You know, I've been doing this for 6 years now. I called 6 straight AFC championship games and 3 Super Bowls. So
that's pretty easy being a Pats fan.
When the team's good, you know, those games are easy to call. It's tough when they're losing.
I'm sure.
It's a reap all the rewards to call multiple playoff games. You know, AFC championship game, 6 of those, and of course 3 Super Bowls.
Awesome.
Bears Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll gloss over that one. most underrated position in football.
Okay. I say fullback.
Most underrated, I would say center.
Center? Okay.
Yeah, see, you
I
said
would call
see?
Center because
that's what I said.
I know David Andrews pretty well, and I know all the guys I played with. Of course, Stork was here. They've had so many centers here throughout the years with Brady. But the centers in this offense need to understand everything. They got to know protection. They got to know strength and formation, and they're making every call. So it's not only Brady, but Brady's up there pointing out the mic, you know, and he's pointing and he's talking. Basically, doing that for the center, because the center's job to do all the offensive line calls. So he tags the calls to each guy to a specific block that he wants them to do. So the center works in direct correlation with the quarterback every play, specifically in this offense. So there's not a lot of people that know what David Andrews goes through in a game with him.
Nice.
All right, cool. What do you think the Pats' season record's going to be this year? I said 13-3.
Yep.
I can't. You know, there's a fine balance there between 12-4 and 13-3.
Yep.
It really doesn't matter at that stage. It just matters. It matters that, you know, you at least have a bye in that first round. You want to play first time in the divisional round.
Yep.
And keep your fingers crossed and hope you host the AFC Championship game. You see how hard it is to go to Denver and play in an AFC Championship game or Pittsburgh.
I mean, it hasn't been hard in Denver lately, but
it doesn't matter if you're 12-4, 11-5, as long as you have home field.
Okay, cool. All right, hold on.
Yeah, hey, Zoe, this is Patriot Day, man. I'm the 2000 fan of the year, but I remember back then, man, when I used to
look
go to the
you.
Game. I remember when I used to go to the game, and there'd be like 7,000 of my closest friends at the old Sullivan Stadium. One of my favorite players was John Hanna, man. He was my favorite out there. I remember going to training camp with like 11 people there at Smithfield, and now it's training camp is just crazy.
Oh, yeah. People now, not only that, you get so many more people now. I think we're getting 30,000 to 35,000 there at the end of this week. But,
yep.
I mean, they really don't hit. We used to do 2-a-days when these guys would hit. We'd do, you know, yep. 5 tackles, 9-on-7. And,
yep.
You know, that was real camp. This is nothing now. This is basically a...
Yeah, when I was there, it was like... Raymond Berry was the coach back then, and that's when Andre Tippett was playing and LePet and all those guys there, man. I mean, I loved watching you guys.
I remember as a rookie, you know, doing some of that Pascal 11-on-11. Tippett was hitting me live, and it's just that shit doesn't happen anymore.
Nope. They got to take it so much easier now. No more heat, hot days and stuff like that. It's definitely
right.
A lot easier than it used to be.
That's right. It is what it is now, man. Nothing you can do about it.
All right, cool. So I got 2 more questions, though. The first one is, can you... say, hey, Donnie, because there's a guy at work that doesn't believe you're going to be on my podcast.
What's his name? Hey, Donnie?
Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y.
Oh, hey, what's up, Donnie?
There we go.
Yeah.
That fucking asshole didn't think I had Scott Zolak
on
dial.
Hey, at least Donnie spells it D-O-N-N-Y, not D-O-N-N-I-E like a bitch. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Donnie Osmond.
Exactly. All right, and the last question I have is, how hot is Tom Brady in person, and can you give us his phone number?
Oh, I love this one. This is a good one because I always do the production meeting the day before the game, and we always get the quarterback. So when Garoppolo is here, It was a pretty good contest of which dude was better looking. But
did he look like Aladdin, or is it just me?
I've never seen people's mouths drop or command a room like when Brady walks in.
Yeah.
He has full command of the room. You know, and he just has such a great presence about himself. You feel better when you leave the room by talking to him.
I bet.
Garoppolo's a little different. He had that, you know, olive skin. They nicknamed him Aladdin and just had the whitest teeth. But, you know, they had the best-looking quarterback group there for a while. Now, you know, Goff's gotten older, and they got a bald backup.
Yep.
So, I don't know how that goes.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, Zoe, I can't really thank you enough for being on the show, man. You're actually our first guest, so
thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Go Pats, man.
Go Pats, bro.
Go Pats.
Take it easy, Zoe.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
All right.
That was fucking sick.
That was awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Man.
Woo!
For all you people who don't know who Scott Zolak is, he was a backup quarterback from 2000. Actually, nope. What? It was 1991 to 2000 with the Patriots. 2000. He played the Jets. He played other teams, but who gives a shit about that? I mean, he was a decent quarterback. He's a nice guy. And we're just glad to have him on here.
I'm going to pencil Zoe in for 13-3 with season predictions.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, anyway, guys, welcome into View from the Cheap Seats. I was supposed to read a commercial, but when Scott Zolak calls, you answer.
Yep.
So anyway, it's Justin, as joined always by
AJ.
And Patriot Dave.
And
Poolin.
So, I'm just going to start off with this. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod. And now, we are just going to talk normal shit.
And on with the show.
So,
on with the show, ho.
Wow, guys, that was kind of fucking surreal.
That was awesome, man.
I was glad to talk to him, man.
That was Cheryl. That was Scott fucking Zolak. And Jackie Bradley Jr. just hit a 3-run home run. Let's go.
That's a good ass day
all of a sudden.
Keep it rolling.
Shit, man.
USA Rugby's doing well, too.
I'm going to say, I think I handled that pretty well.
USA Rugby just shut out.
You know what?
Yep, you didn't pee yourself.
You can't see from like the belly button down.
Okay, maybe he did pee himself.
I'm soaked.
I'll tell you right now, being the old Jets fan here, I still got goosebumps. So...
He doesn't spell D-O-N-N-I-E like a bitch.
Yeah. That was awesome, man. So, hey, shout out to Donnie, man. I guess we did have Zolak here.
Yeah,
huh?
Fuck you, Donnie.
Yeah. Sorry, Donnie. I'm going to see you on Monday, Donnie. I'm going to show you this podcast, Donnie. Motherfucker.
So we're hoping that was kind of a treat for all our listeners here. We're hoping to get other guests on here.
Yeah, another thanks to Zo.
He took time out of his day to just...
You know,
that was
talk
huge.
To us, and we're a fucking no name podcast. We're not Patriots Football Weekly.
No,
we're
but
not,
he, no. he came but out he here and he came did on his the show, shit, and that's
and
good.
Hopefully, it was loud enough, and hopefully, you guys can hear it because I had trouble, but it was right against the microphone of the phone. So,
but he remembers the old training camp, dude. Like I said, when Cheryl and I and Bobby went to training camp back in '84, there was like 11 people at training camp, and now, like you said, there's like 30,000 people there, and it's a lot different than it used to be, but. That was great to talk to Zoe again.
It was great to talk to Zoe for the first fucking time, man. I love that guy. Also, shout out Coors Light and Tito's Vodka.
Yep, Tito's Vodka, obviously.
Scott Zolak likes him.
Well, Coors Light is the sponsor of the New England Patriots, which is why he said he was contractually obligated to say so.
Yeah, but we didn't get Tom Brady's phone number.
We didn't.
But we'll have to keep bugging about that.
Give Tom Brady our phone number.
It was worth a shot. Okay.
We should give Tom our phone number and see if he can call us.
I don't know. We'll see what we can do. I'm not going to really press trying to get the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots for the past 20 years phone number, but hey.
Hey, even if we just get him to send
I'm trying for next is Teddy Bruschi. I've been trying to get his attention for a while. I'm going to get drunk again and do exactly what I did with Zoe. I didn't even pester him on Twitter. I said, yo, dude, I need your help with something. And 10 minutes later, Zoe reached out to me and... We just interviewed him for our fucking podcast, and this is the craziest fucking thing.
Well, tell Teddy we did a commercial together. He'll come. He's a nice guy. He really is.
I'll just keep pestering him on Twitter, see what happens.
He's one of the best. Teddy,
I don't
want to
pester him. I'm not
going to
pester
person.
Him. But anyway, so, yeah, guys, we're real fucking close to football season.
Rookies, yes, we are.
Rookies report to training camp today.
Today.
For the
Veterans
Patriots.
Wednesday.
Veterans, I think Tuesday.
Wednesday, the 25th.
Wednesday, yep. So.
And then we got the Hall of Fame game coming up here in August 2nd.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, because it's induction weekend coming up. Congratulations to all the inductees into the Hall of Fame.
Also, except for T.O.
August 4th. is the induction ceremony.
Which is the day after Tom Brady's birthday. Happy birthday, Tom.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Tom. We love you. Seriously.
Yeah, we love you, brother. Number. Please give us a call.
Give me your phone number. All right. Well, I guess we don't really have much to talk about. Other than just, like, some news that happened between last week and this week.
Well, we just wanted to talk to Scott Zolak.
We wanted to talk to fucking Scott Zolak. You're not going to keep Scott Zolak waiting.
No.
God, that was so sick.
No. When he calls, you answer, like
Justin
said.
Dude, I'm in such
said.
A good mood now. Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
I only want to kill myself, like, 70%.
Hey, and like we said, for the Rugby Sevens, man, USA is doing okay, so it's a good day.
Also, shout out USA Rugby. Fuck you, Scotland.
Hell yeah!
28-0.
Get run the fuck up on.
Can you say bitch slap? Yep.
All right, so I guess I'll just start reading off some spiel. You guys got notes or anything? Anything? Like, actually, here. Go through my notes
read.
And just see if there's anything that I wrote down that you didn't.
I need my glasses here.
I'm going to just yammer until Pops is done reading it. So I think the first one was Le'Veon Bell is likely to skip the Steelers camp this year. He turned down a, what is it, 5-year, $70 million deal because he doesn't want to be paid as a running back. He wants to be paid as, in his words, a offensive threat.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But we don't pay for that, so...
You pay for the position that you play.
Yeah.
We don't pay Tom Brady to be an offensive threat. We pay him to be a quarterback.
Yep. Right.
And we're a little disappointed Brandon Cooks left, but hey, congrats to you,
paid.
Bro. Getting paid out there with the
what
Rams, man. That's
what
awesome.
What was it? I think
5-year, $81 million.
Yep. 5 for $81 million, man.
I'd take that.
Getting hashtag dough.
And Julian Edelman, what was up with that, man? We understand.
No, let Cheryl defend him. Cheryl, come here and defend Edelman.
We're still with you, brother.
So then you get all fired up when they talk about Edelman.
He's a pretty man.
Even know, they didn't know what it was, and that's why they suspended him.
That's what I'm saying. And that's
crap. Horseshit.
That's crap. We won't
do it.
Did
you not know that?
No.
They genuinely didn't know what he had, so they just assumed it was steroids or some shit and just suspended him for
it.
Yeah,
it's the Patriots, bro.
Oh.
And we'd like to say happy trails, goodbye, see you later, bitch, to Darrell Revis. We're glad that's
done. Hey, man, I'm not going to say see you later, bitch. He was, dude.
Fuck no!
Dude, when he came to the Pats, he didn't start shit. He had an awesome year and won a Super Bowl.
But then the year after that, we went right back to his true colors being a money grubber.
Who gives a shit? He got paid what? I think I wrote it down.
$124,211,129.
Exactly.
Okay, whatever.
Good for him.
Dude got bankrolled.
And Shane Vereen to the Saints.
I like it. Good
I
for
mean,
Shane.
He wants to get out of wants to get out of New York, man. I can understand
dude, good
that.
Good for Shane, man. Drew Brees is fucking dude, him and Alvin Kamara. That's not a bad running back duo. I mean, do they still have Mark Ingram though, right? So Shane Vereen will be like a third down back, but still. At least he has, you know, a fucking good quarterback to go to, not fucking Derpy Manning.
Yep. Yeah. And then Antonio Brown, we want to say pay up on your Aflac because you're going to be the Madden 19 cover. And we all know what happens to that, except for Tom Brady. Tom Brady broke that curse, but we'll see what happens this year with you, brother.
Got to slow down a little bit, man. We're, like, ripping through this. I ain't got shit else.
Oh, sorry, man.
AJ, you got anything to say about the Jets, I guess? I don't know. We're just going to dive into some force segments. Oh, actually, shit, we need cups.
Cups? Oh, yeah, we got to try some beer. Hang on, let me get cups here.
Okay, so he's going to go get cups. Anyway, AJ.
You
excited
for
GR? All right, I'll give you a quick little interview. You excited about training camp, dude?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
I'm very excited about training camp.
What are you looking forward to the most from Sam Darnold? Just him beating out Josh McCown for the starting job?
I like Josh McCown. I like him a lot. I mean, we went 5-11 last year, but I really do. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and your Patriots bullshit.
I wasn't
bullshit.
Laughing. I choked.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Like the
he
Jets.
Swallowed
anyway,
the
wrong way. I genuinely choked.
He swallowed the wrong way.
Being the only Jets fan on this podcast and being a Jets fan, however...
We're still looking for a Cleveland fan.
When...
They're like unicorns.
If the Pats and the Jets are playing
they
separately...
They only exist if you believe in them.
I will absolutely don one of Dave's jerseys to support the Pats. I live here now. Even before I lived here... I was doing that.
Because we're usually in the playoffs, so...
Yeah, fuck you.
Titties.
But no, I...
Lady titties, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
I just want the Jets to be back, and Joe Namath. Joe Namath, my guy. I have one of your replica
think he's
rings.
Back.
he's not coming back, but...
you want them to get better, and then you mentioned Joe Namath. It's like, I don't know.
Neither
is man. I don't think Broadway Joe's going to come strutting and doing some 40
no, he's not.
Shit.
Crown Royal. That's give him Crown Royal in his contract.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I think that's all you have to give. Neither that, is, that and like two fur coats a year.
But you know what?
He wants to kiss you.
You know what? Neither is Brett Favre. And I still, yeah, I own a Brett rapey. Favre jersey and I wear it every Sunday.
That was like a super rapey. Was that Aaron
Monday,
Andrews?
Sunday, Thursday.
That was creepy.
Yeah, that was real rapey.
He kept checking out her butt and saying, I want to kiss.
It's Aaron like, Andrews.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just like tried to like just plow her on like.
Well,
Fox.
We know what he had on his buffet. They had that big buffet for all the Jets, players.
I'm guessing free mimosas.
And he wound up having like two bottles of Crown Royal.
Yeah, I'm guessing, yeah.
But you know what, Joe Namath, you're still my dude. You gave me a Super Bowl, and Brett Favre, you got close.
Well, he gave your great grandparents a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm still a Jets fan. So Jets fan, no matter what.
Someday before I die.
Maybe with John Brady retires.
But no, either way.
I'm not getting poor.
Grab your rear what?
Yes. I'd like to have a Jets year where like we don't go 5-11.
6-10.
I'd be okay with it. You know what?
Hey,
I
man,
want 6 enough.
6-10 is improvement.
Nope.
Or 3-14.
I want enough.
Yeah, that smells mad good.
I want enough to go to the wild card game. If we go to the wild card game, I want to win it. Go to the playoffs, because as far as I'm concerned, that's my fucking Super Bowl. If we make it to the Super Bowl, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I haven't got there yet, so
keep
saying
your prayers
it,
every night, dude.
If the Jets go to the Super Bowl, I will, or go to the playoffs, I will let you kick me in the nuts one time.
If the Jets go
that's,
to the...
That's on fucking video recording.
For free, it's on recording.
So that's on record.
Dude, if the Jets
I get
go
to
the Super
the
Bowl,
nuts.
I'll even
if you,
wear
if
a Jets
go to the
jersey.
Playoffs.
Oh!
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 I won't for any of this.
I'll wear a Jets jersey.
There's
and
no way in my fucking lifetime that the New York Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh!
I'm sorry.
I think the New York Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl in Justin's lifetime.
That wasn't even a sentence.
Hopefully I'll die before then.
The New York Jets are going to Super Bowl in Justin's lifetime.
Well, whatever. I've had a lot of beer today.
I'll be dead before
that. You think
that.
The Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl while I'm alive? I'm only
28. Ah!
Hold on. Put a number on it. Like, percentage-wise, of them going to the Super Bowl.
Not this year, but, like, in general.
Let's say it'll be within the next 10 years.
The next
10
years?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
5%.
Huh?
3%!
Oh,
wow!
I gave him 5,
get
too.
Fucking wrecked.
You think those go to the Super Bowl before I die, Cheryl? I don't think so.
Right. Well, AJ, I'll let you do that as well. So... All right, well, that was AJ's Jets segment. We're actually going to be reviewing another beer this week. Also, shout out Baron Bramble, John and Tim.
Yep.
You guys make good beer. You're going to be on the show at some point.
Yep.
Hope to hear from you guys soon.
Guest.
Also, we're not being traitors. We just, like I said, we're doing micro brews, so we only found two of your guys' beers. Sorry, but take it away, AJ.
The local store we have only sells out two of your guys' beers. So.
That's all you got is two of them.
This one is like relatively local. It's from the Maine Beer Company.
Shout out Maine,
Freeport, Maine.
Can't get there from here.
Great state, love it.
Maine's nice.
Can't get there from here.
Have you ever been to Maine? Did we ever go to Maine?
Yeah, Cheryl's dad lived in Maine.
Okay, did I ever go to Maine?
Shout out to Shane. What's up, brother?
Probably when you were younger.
Up in Mount Desert Island.
Probably when we were up at the beach or something.
Okay,
I went to Maine with you guys one time.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember going to Maine ever.
No, my buddy Shane lived up there in Mount Desert Island up near the Arcadia Wildlife Sanctuary.
Well, anyway, keep going, AJ. Sorry.
I like their slogan. It's a tiny, beautiful something. It's kind of cool.
We don't know what it is, but it's something.
It's just pale ale.
I think
and then
5.5%. Other side. Yep, just keep spinning. 5.5%.
Yeah.
5.5.
5.5%.
So not bad. That's about what we've been normally drinking.
We bought the 22.
Doesn't smell bad.
Smells pretty fucking good.
Doesn't smell
you know
bad.
What
I mean,
like,
it definitely
though,
smells like a pale ale.
You know what I like, though? It's almost like do your job, but it's do what's right.
Okay.
Is their, I guess, their slogan?
That's what she said.
I can only assume.
Well, anyway, let's
Give this
shoot
a sample
this back
and see what it tastes like.
Grade it out of 5, boys, so cheers.
Nostrovia.
Ooh.
That's not bad. I don't actually mind that. I don't normally like pale ales, but this is actually pretty good. I'm actually going to polish off that bottle.
Well, you can polish off mine, too. I'm a Bud guy, so...
Oh, God.
Shout out to Budweiser.
That wasn't bad. Good job, Maine Beer Company.
Yep.
No, sure. that wasn't bad for a pale ale, man. That's I don't like pale ales. I don't like how hoppy they are, but this one's like not that hoppy.
No, it's not that bad. It tastes fruity though.
It does, but it's not like you have a mouthful of fucking copper. It's not like you just threw a handful of like pennies and dimes in your
bullshit.
Mouth.
Yeah, no.
So I'm gonna do a segment called the food beer review, bro.
Damn, this beer sucks.
Because I'm saying that this beer would go really well with some pulled pork nachos.
That actually does make a lot of sense. Good call, Poolin. Pulled pork nachos, shout out Amy's place.
Yep.
All day, buddy.
Those pulled pork nachos are dope. All right, well, I'm going to probably give this one a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah. I'll
this was good, but it wasn't as good as, like, the Saisons we've had from Bear and Bramble. And I'm not kissing ass. I genuinely think that those Saisons were better than
they
these.
They were better.
So, AJ, let me give that, what, like a 0 or
can
a 1?
Can I give it a fucking 0?
I guess.
Okay, no. It's not good. Granted, I don't like IPAs. I don't think it's an IPA, but it tastes
PA.
Like...
It's pale ale. IPA stands for India Pale Ale.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, it tastes like I'm biting into a fucking pine cone.
It does. Well, I don't eat pine cones because I'm not...
Yeah. Over, like, I give it about a 2 on that one.
Okay. Pulling?
God.
Other than the pulled pork nachos?
I'm not going to drink it. I mean...
I'm not going to go out of my way to buy it, but... If it was at a party, I'd probably drink it, but...
I wouldn't drink it. Fuck
it's right
that.
Up there with Coors Light.
All right, do so we want to do, all right, do we want to do a Budweiser beer review?
Ooh, everybody likes Bud.
All right,
Bud.
Let's go. Cheers, guys, to... here we go. Down the hatch.
Down the hatch to Bud.
Yeah, that's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Oh, yeah, that's a 5 for me, too.
Pull them.
5.
5's all around,
baby.
For Budweiser. Shout out. Hashtag sponsor us, please. Seriously.
Yep. But hey, I used to drink Jenny Cream Ale, which was a good beer too.
Genesee Cream Ale.
Oh, Jenny Cream
Hell
Ale,
yeah.
Man.
Hell cool. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to talk to one of the guys that rents a 26-foot truck at work that makes his own beer. I bet you I could get him to like.
Pretty sure it's the Bear and Bramble guy.
Hey, man. Free stuff? We always like free
stuff.
Free stuff
is the best stuff.
He
that's
could
why
give us a bottle like that.
That's why I'm hoping when the guys from Bear and Bramble, if they either come here or we do the show there, they said that they're going to have us sample some shit. So it's like, even if it's not good,
it's beer.
Yeah,
free.
We'll get to sample it at the brewery.
$0. Anywho,
but the last two we tried were pretty decent. So
yeah, both the Bear and Bramble ones were good, man. That Saison was really fucking good.
I would drink that.
So fucking shout out Bear and Bramble again.
I'll
tell
you,
guys have been doing an awesome job.
Yeah,
shout out John and Tim.
Last one was the first one was good, and then the last one was that was definitely a 4.
That was good.
So. We're coming up on 30 minutes, man. We got to do our mid roll.
Our mid roll. Someone else do it, but not AJ because he's drunk and can't read.
Thank you.
And I can't read anyway, but...
All right. So, remember, at the end of that, flip to the next page.
Okay, today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/cheapseatpod and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/cheapseatpods to get started today. And then
we got some book recommendations for y'all. Well, one book recommendation. We're going to do one book recommendation for every episode.
Yep. It's called The TB12 Method by Tom Brady. Tom Brady's Guide to Eternal Greatness. And we all know where that's gotten him so far. So
damn, he's good.
Yep. You know what they say? Eat right, live right, die anyway. But
yeah,
but shout out Audible.com as our newest sponsor. Thank you, guys. I know we applied to you last year and you said no. And... through drunk work and perseverance, we got through to you guys. So, shout out us as well.
Yep.
Hey,
obviously.
Us.
But then we also have our other sponsors. We have Blue Apron. Don't forget to go to Blue Apron and remember and mention Cheap Seats. And Big E's Supermarket here in East Hampton. All your stuff you need for football games, kielbasa, Trico. Shout out to Stanley and the boys. And hope you're going to stay with us again this year. And we're hoping to get a new sponsor. Our new sponsor, Old Colony Package Store. You listening, Landon? So shout out to you, brother, and hope you're going to get on board with us this
Landon,
year.
We said your name 18 minutes after we just got off the phone with Scott Zolak. You should totally sponsor us.
Yes. Free case of beer at least a week.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll jump back into the news. I just went full Rick Sanchez right there. Jesus.
Ooh.
Oh, I got one then.
You did.
Let it rip.
Shoo-wee.
Jimmy Garoppolo. That dude, the handsome fucking bastard.
Actually, hold on. High five. Clap it up, everybody. Jimmy. Congrats on your blowjob, bud.
Congrats on your blowjob, pal!
Woo! Getting knobbed out by porn stars in San Francisco. Good
number
on you,
78
Jimmy.
For her, but hey. It's good to see you, brother. You got it going
oh,
on.
Oh, and I had her name, too.
What were you saying? It was Gia Maria or some shit like that.
Misty Buckets no, or Kia, Marshmallow Hallway something.
Yeah, Cinnamon.
Kaya Maria.
Cinnamon Airplane or something.
Marshmallow Hallway or.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like Kaya.
Pulling, what was your original stripper name going to be? Coco Thunderstorm?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it was like Coco Thunderstorm or some shit.
No, seriously, I remember we talked about it a while ago, and I said, I just thought of it all of a sudden. I was like, cool, if you ever become a stripper, you should name yourself. I think it was like.
Coco
Hammer. No, I think it was Coco Hurricane.
Beige Hammer.
Yeah.
Or like Choco Tsunami.
Mulatto Macchiato.
Or Mulatto Macchiato. Yeah.
That was a good one. Either way,
Hammer.
He went to a Greek restaurant, high-end Greek restaurant. They left arm in arm. And the story I read, they got in this... Oh, sorry. They left arm in arm. They got in the same car. And the porn star... Yeah! Choco Macchiato... Whatever the fuck.
Come on.
She fucking.
We can do this.
No, we can do this. We're already doing this.
Yeah, we're doing it, man.
So, she pinned her location at like a hotel, some bullshit.
Hova.
And Hova. The article I had read, they were speculating as to whether or not Jimmy Garoppolo was there with her. It's like, fuck you. They left arm in arm. They left in the same car, and then she pinned her location. Bullshit.
I like how AJ's segment has turned into TMZ. Yeah.
Whatever.
Jimmy. Congrats on your blowjob.
Congrats on your blowjob, Jimmy. Hey.
All right. So Pops is on a pee-pee break. I have to pee, but I'm gonna hold it and hopefully.
Hell yeah.
I die. Anywho, so we're just going to get back into some stuff that I wrote down at work. Shout out my terrible job for ignoring me all week and leaving me alone to do actual work. Terrell Owens was attempting a comeback. He's a bum, but also refers to Belichick and Brady as cheaters. Dear T.O., fuck you. Right in your dumb bitch face. Sure, you like T.O.? Me neither. Fuck that guy. I love having Cheryl as the peanut gallery. It's great because, like, they're either going to faintly hear her or they won't hear her at all. It's great.
Yeah.
Pulling, you like T.O.?
Who likes T.O.?
Fuck that. What? AJ?
Nah.
Hashtag nah.
Hashtag nah.
All right. This one's just kind of funny to me. Cardinals general manager suspended 5 weeks and fined $200,000 for extreme DUI. Not just normal DUI, extreme DUI.
How do you get to the extreme level?
I think you have to have a blood alcohol content of like 25%.
If you drove right now,
all
right. I mean,
yeah. No, if AJ blew into a breathalyzer, they'd be like, "Bruh, $200,000, give me that."
Bruh,
no.
Bruh, that's what it would say. It wouldn't say the amount. It would just blow. Bruh.
At least then it would say, bro, you done.
Well, no, Dan, we're talking about the Cardinals general manager. Got fined for $200,000 and suspended for 5 weeks for extreme DUI.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Well, like my buddy Don Zabola used to say in Hadley, man, too drunk to walk, drive.
Great.
So.
Great. Words of advice for the children.
Yeah. Don't do that, children.
Remember, kids, if you're drunk and you can't walk,
call your mom and dad.
Get behind the wheel of your mom's car.
Call your mom and dad.
It's like Eric Andre when he was just like, kids, if you find cocaine in your parents' dresser, snort as much of it as you can. It cannot hurt you.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And then Hannibal was like, or sprinkle it on your blunt. And then he was just like, either way, you're going to have a great time. It's fun. And it's safe.
And here comes, and here comes the ATF. Thank you, brother.
Knock me down, boy.
ATF. All right.
Sorry, this one, this one made me chuckle. 43 ESPN insiders call Saquon Barkley better than Alvin Kamara and Ezekiel Elliott, and Saquon Barkley hasn't played a single fucking snap in the NFL. Is this just furthering everybody else in New England's view of ESPN that they're a garbage dumpster fire company, and I kind of wish the Overwatch League never signed on with them because I appreciate Overwatch League and I like Blizzard way too much.
Yeah, but it just blows, though, man, because
shithole company.
They're from New England. But they've got it out for us, man. I don't understand them people sometimes.
Well, I think that's why they have it out for us, because it makes more people want to click on their shit and tell them they're stupid when they're like, is Tom Brady a cheater? It's like, is Max Kellerman a virgin? Yes, he is.
I don't know. Fuck you, Max Kellerman. Made of glass. I mean, what's the difference? I mean,
if my grandmother had wheels, would she be a bike?
Shit. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs.
Shout out Stinky Whistle Teats.
You got Ren and Stimpy, brother.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll move on to the next one. James Harrison says the New England coaches are better than the Pittsburgh coaches. He also said that he wanted to hate Tom Brady, but said Tom Brady was the perfect teammate, and also said that there's no favoritism in the organization, because he said that there were days where he would see Brady running through the hallways not to be late to meetings, because Belichick treats Brady just as bad if he would treat a rookie that didn't show up.
Hey, good. He'll get rid of anybody he wants to get rid of, period. Willie McGinnis, sorry, brother. I hated sending you to the pit of misery to Cleveland, man. But
no, it's called the Factory of Sadness. That's what the Cleveland Browns fans have dubbed their stadium.
Is that what it is?
Factory of Sadness?
The Factory of Sadness.
I love it.
Oh, that's because hashtag Bud Light, Dilly Dilly, pit of misery. I get it.
Yeah, no, I got you. But yeah, there's a video of some Cleveland fan like out front of the Browns stadium. He's like pacing back and forth, and then he turns around and he's just like, "You are a factory of sadness." And that name's just kind of stuck ever since.
No shit.
So shout out to Factory of Sadness. This is just
a shout out to Factory of Sadness.
This is a shout out to Willie McGinnis, man. I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this, man, but I met you one time at the first draft day party that they used to have at Sullivan Stadium back then. And I've been wearing your jersey for pretty much 20 years, man. So we'd love to have you on the show here if we can get you as a guest. Or you and Teddy B. I'd love to talk to you, man, again.
Yeah, it's actually one guy I didn't bother on Twitter. So maybe I'll try to bother him.
It's a man love thing, but
no, it's a love thing.
I love Willie, man.
It's
sorry.
A love
and
thing.
And Willie, you could look like you could
straight
still
up
play,
love
brother.
Thing.
So we
he
could
does
definitely
look
use
like
you.
He can
he
still
does.
Play though.
He's still a big and
brutal. Jesus Christ.
Brewski, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teddy B.
I'm
sure
Brewski
can probably
up.
Fucking suit him. He'd probably have to pack on a little bit, but I'm sure he could maybe, you know, pack on another 10 pounds and go out there and whoop some ass.
Yep.
But,
Brett Favre, come back to the Jets.
He's too small. He's too slow.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I
all right.
Did that.
I did that. Also, just before we started the podcast, I'm banging on the table.
Don't bang on the table.
Just got a notification from NFL app on my phone. Saquon Barkley agrees to his rookie deal with the Giants. 4 years, $31.2
million. What?
Fully guaranteed.
What?
Wow.
For a rookie?
For a rookie.
What?
Wow. Like, the guy's been on the team for like a
doing?
Month.
Holy what are they doing?
They don't
they must
care.
Be expecting
they
miracles.
I guess they don't care.
They don't. Why the fuck would they? Oh, and then in sad news, this also happened today. Rest in peace, Tony Sparano.
Yeah.
Tony Sparano dead at the age of 56.
Yep.
So,
condolences to your family, brother.
Yep. I didn't like you when you were the coach, but it was always fun to say, Tony Sparano!
Yep, but
so,
I guess they said he had chest pains the day before, and we're all sorry
some
about
sort of
that.
Cardiac
man.
Issue.
That
yeah, I guess
suck.
We're sorry to hear that, man.
No matter what, I don't care who you are, for a coach or a player or otherwise.
Unless
the only
Rex person
Ryan.
I was gonna say the only person I don't give a fuck about is Rex Ryan or his fucking fat
well,
brother.
Fuck Rex Ryan.
He'll die with toes in his mouth.
Either, so.
Die with toes in his mouth and bacon grease.
Ooh.
Sure. Fuck that guy.
All right, well, you guys got any other notes? What's going on here?
Not much else going on. We just want to say, you know, welcome back to the Patriots here. Let's get back to training camp, rock and roll.
Training camp, man. We're right around the corner.
We're
going
to try to do one of our
–
we might try to do a podcast here from Gillette Stadium, run out there for a training camp, see if we can maybe get some interviews. I doubt it, but I'd like to send a shout-out to Mr. Kraft. I'll be heading out that way. Hopefully we'll get to see each other, and maybe we can get you for an interview here also.
So, all right, guys. Well, I know we normally do a longer episode than this, but – we thought Zolak actually wasn't going to be able to make it. And then out of nowhere, he just called me. And
but football
like I
is
said,
back.
He calls, you answer.
Yep.
So, guys,
yep.
We're so fucking close to football. We are so fucking close. Training camp
weeks.
Started for the rookies today. Starts for the veterans on Wednesday. And
Tuesday.
I don't give a shit. Whatever
Tuesday!
Day the 25th.
What? When? The 25th is Wednesday. We're 2 weeks away from football here. Not meaningful.
Wednesday!
Sorry, guys!
But no, that was
Jets fans, man.
But no,
fuck
well,
off.
Guys,
we start the same day for the veterans.
I guess we'll just, finish it off. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening. Shout out Bill. I know you're going to be tuning in. Bill is a guy that works with my wife, and might be the tallest human I've ever met in real life.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Donnie.
Shout out to Donnie
as
well.
Hope you get this, brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Donnie.
I'm just literally gonna have this playing on his desk by the time he gets to work tomorrow.
Donnie,
like,
fucking
hey,
Donnie.
Remember when I said I didn't have Scott Zolak's phone number? Fuck you.
Guess what?
All right. Well, I guess I'm just gonna finish it off with this. Shout out to our sponsors, Biggie Supermarket in East Hampton. Go there, get Trico's, get beer, get all this good stuff.
Say hi to Mike.
Get their was it cheddar macaroni salad? That shit was awesome.
Cheddar Mac salad, dude.
Gotta ask him to put a little less dill in it, though. Dill's a little overpowering.
Yeah.
Other than that, that'd be a perfect summer salad. Shout out Blue Apron. I guess they're like our least appreciative sponsor, so I guess, I don't know, fuck you guys. I don't really care. And then, again, shout out Audible.com. We appreciate you guys sponsoring the show. I know we tried last year and you said no, but something must have changed and we appreciate it.
This year you're on board, man.
I've used Audible.com before when I was working at FedEx. Actually listened to the first Gears of War book, Asphalt Fields, which was tight. I would say don't have a white guy impersonate a black man.
No.
No.
Because they did that and that.
For Coltrane?
A little iffy.
Ah.
But anyway, regardless, shout out audible.com. Shout out our listeners. You can
Rest
find
in peace,
us.
Marcus.
Yep, exactly. RIP Marcus and Maria. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. After Spotify, I haven't heard of any of those. I might have heard of Overcast, but you either have an iPhone or you have an Android. So find us on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. It's the easiest way to get a hold of us. Social media, you can find us on Twitter at CheapSeatPod. If you go on Facebook and just type in View from the Cheap Seats, you can find us. We actually just got a new logo. I don't know if AJ showed you that.
Yep.
Okay, we updated the logo to actual Patriots colors, so it kind of is a little pertinent to at least what we're actually talking about here. Shout out the guy from Fiverr who made that for us. I don't remember your name. I would plug your stuff, but I can't. And guys, I mean, first game of the year, man. September 9th against the Texans at home at 1 o'clock. So we're getting there. It looks like AJ has something to say, though.
You can also find us on CastBox. CastBox.
Yep, that's right there under break.
Oh,
Justin got to all of them.
Nice. 42-9.
That's also last week. Didn't you call it Crunchyroll, which is the anime service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Game 1, 42-9.
All right, well, guys, I guess I'll just read over our season predictions for the year. Pops is saying the Pats are going to go 13-3.
Yep.
Poulin says 14-2. AJ says 12-4, and he's wrong.
Fuck you.
I said 13-3. Cheryl said 13-3. Kirsten said 14-2. John said 13-3. And I know Zoe was indecisive, but I penciled him in as a 13-3.
I think so. He knows better than we do. But
so, again, thank you, Zoe. We really...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really fucking appreciate you taking time out of your
really
Sunday
do.
To be on the show. Also, congrats that you get to do the TV stuff for the preseason. I know that, you know, radio is your home, but I'm sure you also wanted to be on TV. So shout out
get
Scott
to see
Zolak.
Your smiling face, brother.
Exactly. It's just going to be fun watching him, like, shout and actually being able to see it. Also, I appreciate your hatred of Roger Goodell. So, all right, guys. Well, I think that's it. I don't know when the next podcast episode will be.
Well, probably a couple weeks, we hope, here. Now that the
season's
starting, we're going to try to start banging it out here.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to start getting into the preseason games. And dude, it is so fucking hot down here.
It is.
What's
the humidity, dude?
It's so bad. But yeah, we're going to get into the preseason games, and we'll have more to talk about, position battles and, you know, whoever gets cut between the preseason games. And then, man, you're a few Sundays out, man. And then it's fucking go time.
And here we go.
And then it's going to be right back to the fun, boys.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, we are.
That's awesome. I definitely want to send a shout out to Landon. Hope you're listening to this, brother, so you can pick us up.
If you made it this far, congratulations.
Maybe get a free case of beer every week, but we'll see. We'll get what we can.
All right, well, I'm going to end the podcast. I really have to pee. AJ, do you have to say anything? Other than, like, you're drunk.
Go Jets.
Go Jets. Dad.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks. We'll hope to hear from us. And stay with us for the year, because I think it's going to be another great ride.
I think it will be really interesting this year for our podcast, especially with Zolak on there. Maybe we can get Schefter on here sometime.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Poulin, anything to say?
14-2.
Cheryl, anything to say? Didn't think so. Cool. All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you... When we talk
next
to you.
Time, brother.
Hopefully in a couple weeks.
And
we'll
again,
talk to you soon.
Thank you, Zoe.
Yep. Thanks again, Zoe.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.